Welcome back to season 3, episode number 11 of the Grand Cast. I'm your host, Chris N, here this evening with Angelica Lee.
Hello.
Thank you for being here, Angelica.
Of course.
Has been a lot of fun. And it's about to get more fun with a series of mini segments. First segment being Let's Play Elimination Challenge.
Okay.
This has been going all season long. Every episode, someone eliminates an item from a list of television shows, movies, or comedians.
I heard about this from Bobby Phillips, and he deliberated quite a bit.
Bobby played the game very strategically.
I know, and I feel... What's the objective of this game?
We're trying to get to one item, so every guest eliminates an item from the list until there's one left. That is the winner. So if you could please go over the remaining items on each list and then eliminate one item.
Do you want me to say them out loud?
Yes.
Okay.
And say what you think about them and then decide and explain why you decided.
Oh, goodness. This could take a minute. All
right. Hopefully we have airtime to fill.
Okay. All right.
Not that this is filler, but...
Right, but we know you're taking a
content.
Shit, so...
What?
Whoever's listening to this... It is like they're listening to this while they're doing something they don't care about.
Oh.
That's okay. That's how I handle podcasts. That's not specific to you. That's just a comment on podcasts.
That's fair. Yeah. Okay. No, I listen when I'm driving or doing dishes.
Yeah. That's the only way I can put my clothes away.
Yeah.
And I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. So there's clothes all over my apartment.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a mess. I would invite you over, but it's going to take like 4 more months to get ready. Okay, so the first category is 13 movies. 13 is significant to you, Chris?
Nope.
No? Oh, okay.
I've heard the number used in movies as a superstitious number.
Yeah.
The 13 ghosts was a...
Friday the 13th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Wayne's World.
Lucky number 7? Or 11?
It's number 6.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we're on the same page.
I was still thinking about
13
and they call suspicious it 11? Numbers. No, it was just a movie.
Okay.
And we're talking about movies.
Sorry, I'm going to take a second to write that down.
With Josh Hartnett and Morgan Freeman and Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a good combo. Morgan Freeman and Bruce Willis.
Good cast.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not a grand cast, though.
Not on the list. This list, number 6.
It's not on the list. Number 6 is Wayne's World. And that is one that I put on my favorite list of comedies, so I'm going to leave it.
You did mention that in the first portion of the show.
I did. If you go back, episode 4?
Episode 11.
Episode 11?
Yep, season 3, episode 11.
You know what? I did write that down. Okay, number 7 is Airplane. Do I just say something every time?
Please.
Okay. Airplanes are a thing that I've been in, and I use them to get from one place to another.
This is the film. All of these are films.
Oh, okay.
Yep. The film Airplane, I think it was from like 1980.
With three?
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And a lot of other people.
Can I reserve my comments until the end?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Like as far as Jabbar. Which one I like. Kareem Abdul. Kareem? Not cream. Kareem.
Kareem. Kareem.
Kareem.
Abdul.
Not cream.
I feel like I said Kareem.
I know I said Kareem.
Maybe I didn't enunciate.
It was just me.
Oh.
Number 9.
Is it Jabbar?
Jabbar.
Jabbar.
Yeah, my brother, I think he met him at our high school. He sold him candy bars for some reason. I should ask him about that story.
I wanted to say Jafar, but I know that's the character from Aladdin.
In your opinion.
In my opinion.
That's a Disney movie, so you want to be careful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lawyers.
They're running those harems.
Hmm.
Number 9, Groundhog Day. I thought it was Groundhog's Day.
Me too.
Not?
Nope. Okay. I looked it up.
All right. That's a movie about a guy who has a lot of spoiler alerts.
Hmm.
Because the same thing happens every day and he already knows about it. It's a real pain in the ass.
I think it worked out in the end.
I don't remember the end.
Me either.
Number 8 is The Office, which says USA next to
it. Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the TV shows.
Oh, shoot.
We're down to three. There's only three left.
I have to take one off of each of these lists?
Yep.
You have 13 episodes in every season?
12. So there will be one left after.
Oh my God. This is like, it's not rocket science, but it's some sort of science.
Math.
Math.
Yep.
Math is a kind of science, right?
It is.
Yeah. Number, I'm taking it off because it's my favorite and I don't want anyone else to have it, or because I don't think it belongs on the list.
You don't want it to win.
I don't want it to win.
Or, yeah, pretty much that.
Okay. I'm going to definitely go with Airplane because I only talked about my own experience when I mentioned that movie. And I think movies should make you think about someone else's experience.
Hmm.
Well, when you're going to describe them. You know, you shouldn't talk about flying on an airplane when you're trying to describe the movie Airplane. Sorry, it's a lot of commentary. I can tell you weren't looking for all that. Moving on to 13 TV shows.
It wasn't that. It's just, it's sad to see any item leave these lists.
Oh,
it's
I'm sorry. I was just like.
They're all good ones.
Cross it off.
I don't like to hear criticisms of my favorite things.
My goodness. I don't even. Oh, I'm sorry. That says a lot about me.
I take huge personal offense when people have legitimate criticisms of things that I admire.
Oh, my biggest criticism is that I just don't remember it.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's why I crossed it off. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Oh, he's so upset.
It's all right. I'll get over it.
I really hope so. I'm glad I live so close so I can get out of here quick. all right, 13 TV shows. And the ones that are left are The Office USA.
Yep.
Okay. Who suggested that?
I made all these lists.
Oh, it's handwritten. Hmm? The USA is handwritten.
Oh, we added that. I don't remember which episode. Pretty early on, I think.
Okay. At first, I thought it was someone's name in the comedy scene in Grand Rapids.
Ah.
And I never met USA before.
There aren't too many first names that start with a U in the American culture.
Hmm. Big statement.
Ulysses. What else?
I would say Eugene, but it starts with an E.
Oh. It sounds like a U, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
I'm going to have to think about that one.
Eunice? Nope. Same thing.
E.
Same thing.
Those fucking E's are just taking over.
Silent E's.
Jeez. Eunice. Okay. Number 8 is The Office. I already said that. Number 9 is Parks and Rec. And number 11 is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. This is what happens when you're at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
What was the first one to go? Sorry, there's a fly in here.
Family Guy.
Family Guy.
I was trying to remember who the first guest was, and it was Al Watt. Alistair Watt, A.W.
Alistair. Not a fan of Family Guy. And what was the next one that went off?
Oh, geez.
Just kidding. I'm just stalling.
That was a devilish grin, torturing my memory.
Stalling.
I've done
these 30, are really tough ones.
34 of these. I can't remember the exact order.
I got to be honest with you. And I don't feel good about this, but I'm...
Amy Gaskin.
Yeah.
Was the second.
She was the second
guest
one.
This season.
Friends. Oh, wow. Okay. She's just ruthless. Number 2 on the list. She just crosses it right off. Wow. Proud of her. That's a tough one to let go of.
For some people.
For some people, yeah. But, you know, fuck the 90s, right? Early 2000s?
Aspects of the 90s.
Yeah. Okay. So the one I'm going to select is number 8.
Whoa.
And that's The Office USA.
You might get some mail about that one.
Yeah. I'm going to not give out my address either. But I'd be willing to take any Facebook messages.
There you go. Don't send them to me, please.
No. Yeah.
TheGrandCastGR@gmail.com. But don't send them there.
Don't send them there. But that is the email if you have any suggestions for guests. Do you take suggestions?
Yes. But specifically
don't. He doesn't listen
don't...
to them.
Hmm?
Do you listen to the suggestions?
I read them.
Okay.
I've never received MP3 or other audio format submissions.
Oh. I wasn't even thinking about that. I thought it was an email.
Yeah, but you can email attachments.
Yeah. So if you want to be original, send Chris an MP3 or MP4.
I will listen to it.
Wow. Not a reader.
Flack, if you want to go lossless. Some people are into that.
Wow, he's so much smarter than I am. Lossless. That just means it doesn't have any data attached to it?
It doesn't.
Doesn't take up any space? It encodes the full
audible spectrum of sounds.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So many things.
That's
not
smarter. It's just more experienced in stupid shit that doesn't matter. Because it sounds the same to everyone.
Does it take up less file space or more?
Lossless takes up more.
Oh, because it's lossless. Well, I don't know why I had the opposite reaction to what lossless meant. I thought it was like...
Full of loss?
Yeah. Like you lost...
It's lossy.
...space.
Oh. There's also lossy.
Lossy.
That's like MP3. Because you lose certain ranges of the sound that's produced. Wow. Or sound that's recorded.
See, this is what I gotta learn. My job is all about the creative industries and I'm like surface level. Okay, there's 13 comedians that were on this list, and now we're down to three. Number 7, George Carlin. Number 11, Robin Williams. And number 12, Dave Chappelle. Oh, and the first one off the list was Bill Burr, huh?
BB.
That's tough. And Bill Cosby was the second one. It says Amy, obviously.
Yep.
Next to it. I'm definitely not going to cross off Dave Chappelle. I just will not do that. This is tough. George Carlin or Robin Williams? They're like weirdly similar in my mind.
In what ways?
I don't know. I think because they were like pioneers. But in like very, very different ways.
Like Manifest Destiny or like audio equipment? Jesus.
Like style. No, like style. Like I feel like we hadn't seen comics like them before they existed.
Oh, no, those were pilgrims, not pioneers.
Yeah, what do you do? What's your like deal? Where are you at with colonization?
Pro? Yeah.
Okay.
Very pro.
Okay, well, I'd like to have... This is my apartment now.
If I go to Mars?
No, I'm here now, so I get to keep this apartment.
There's nobody on Mars.
You can fucking go wherever you want, Chris, but I'm taking this apartment.
Oh.
I'm going to colonize this apartment, is what I'm trying to say.
But I live here.
I know, but now it's mine.
That's appropriation. That's wrong. I learned that from something I was told.
Yeah, but I didn't know that you lived here, so I mean, I just took it.
Nobody lives on Mars. I'm pro-Mars colonization.
Okay, that's more specific then.
Where else could you colonize? Everything's taken.
Now it is.
Yeah. All the good stuff. Oceans? I'm pro-ocean colonization.
Yeah. Just get there first, I guess, right? Before the people who already live there.
Atlanteans?
Yeah. We already know about them. Everybody's talk about it.
Mer
okay,
people?
I'm going to move on to the 13 comedians.
Yes, please.
Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and cross George Carlin off the list.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And that seems like a lot of people just wouldn't do it based on some sort of principle.
And or that, because he's the best comedian to ever live.
And that might be the reason why I'm doing it.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, that was... Elimination challenge.
Was that the longest elimination challenge you've ever done?
Nope. Huh. Early on, when there were 13 elements to discuss.
Oh, I can see that.
It took significantly longer.
Can see that. Congratulations, everyone.
I feel bad for whoever's on next week.
That's going to be tough.
Having to choose the winner, essentially. Or literally.
So it's the close out of your season next week.
I don't know. I don't do the booking.
Well, you have 13 left. You're just going to start over?
No. There's, what, the guest for
I mean, you have 13 total. Oh, you'll just start the next season after this next episode.
Next episode, season, or episode 12, is the finale of season 3. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
And the end of that game.
Yeah.
Yep, forever.
Wow, it's almost over.
Yep.
Tune in next week.
For the exciting conclusion to Elimination Challenge. Who will win? Only one man or woman. Now I'm sexist for saying man first, even though it's shorter and
alphabetically. I'm not the sexism police that I really don't.
I am for myself.
Okay, good. As long as it's about you and that's not about me.
It's all about how I feel I'm perceived.
Oh, yeah. You care that much about what people think?
If they're so militant and hostile about phrasings, oh my goodness.
Are you talking about me?
No.
I just said, say whatever you want. Mm. I can read into your intent.
People like to assume intent.
Again, are you talking about me?
No, of course not. Next segment is called Let's Play Improv Scene Suggestions.
Okay.
I go to many, many, many improv shows, and they're always asking the audience for suggestions. Mm-hmm. And I could use some more from my repertoire.
Of things you shout?
I don't shout, as okay.
Yeah, we did discuss that in previously. The first half of the show.
But I do express them verbally in a tempered manner.
I do, that sounds familiar.
So if you could please, as if I were a troupe of improvisers asking you for a suggestion, give me a location.
A karate studio.
A location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
I said karate studio.
A noun.
Karate.
A verb.
Studying.
A color.
Black. Best color.
There's a fruit fly. I'm sorry. It's distracting me.
Also black. Or brown.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
An occupation.
Karate master.
A relationship between two people.
Sensei. Sensa? I don't know, what's the other person called?
It starts with a P.
Prophet?
I don't know. No, Pharisee? Maybe I'm thinking of protege.
Protege.
But there's also one for sensei. I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
Because I had looked that up before.
Sensei is the older person, right?
Yeah. Okay. The master.
Got it.
I think it might literally mean master as a translation.
Sounds accurate.
Slowly Googling things.
The internet's slow on this street where you live.
Kohai.
Kohai is the name of the young apprentice.
I looked up senpai, not sensei.
Oh gosh, that's like.
Now I'm racist or something.
You gotta stop judging yourself.
Senpai is pretty good. It means earlier colleague, and kohai means later colleague.
Huh. That's interesting. Earlier in life, later in life?
I suppose. I'm not going to Google further.
I feel like we learned a lot already, and we're only like 5 questions deep.
Yep. A word, any word.
I'm not supposed to think this long about it.
No.
But
that's okay.
It's okay. Just going to go with belt.
The last thing you paid money for?
Beer.
What you paid cash for?
Cash. $11, and they gave me some change back.
Ah. A genre of movie?
Like vampire movies?
Is that a genre? I'll take it. An emotion.
Scared of vampire movies.
They're pretty terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Top 5 scariest vampire movies for you, your opinion.
It goes backwards in the Twilight series, so that takes up 4 of them.
There's 4 Twilight movies?
Yeah, well, of course, there's 3 books, so they have to make the last one in 2 movies.
Oh.
That's like a rule of production studios.
Like how they ruin The Hobbit?
Yeah.
That wasn't because of the... Well, that was part of it.
There's a lot of reasons why they ruined The Hobbit. I don't really want to get into it right now.
Yeah, me neither.
An
emotion. Or what was the fifth vampire movie?
Yeah, I was going to say, my emotion now is kind of like feeling startled, if that's a feeling.
Interrupted,
yeah. The fifth one would be just like the Dracula movie.
Oh.
Just like, not into it.
An emotion.
I don't know, kind of just like peppy, maybe?
An emoji.
Pepper.
Like a bell pepper or like salt and pepper?
Oh, goodness gracious. I would say...
Or like to throw things at someone or to like
pepper spray. Them with
questions?
I like the pepper spray emoji.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I thought that was like a foghorn.
It really depends on how you use it, what you put inside.
Context.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. The first line of dialogue.
Well, that's a way to do it.
A page number?
57.
A place you might go on a first date.
To a choir concert.
A place you might go on vacation.
To the Caribbean.
A problem.
How to get to the Caribbean on vacation.
An animal.
Eagle.
Something that would fit in your pocket.
A small eagle.
Three objects that might be in a room together.
A paper mache, glue, paper, and mache.
What's a mache?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask.
Oh, I have to. My curiosity is unbounded.
I think it's just the wrong way to pronounce machete.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right. The last thing you ate.
For some reason, cigarettes came to mind.
Hmm.
It's not accurate.
No. Oh, all right.
This is improv, right?
Yes, yeah. It is. That's a good suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to remember that.
Yeah.
Use that in a...
Are you looking for real suggestions, huh?
I'm going to use these. Oh, that was in the contract you signed before the episode.
I did write that down.
Something you might get into an argument over.
Contract, certainly.
Definitely. And then lawyers get involved.
And then the harem.
Oh, boy. Something you are scared of.
I'm scared of things ending.
The title of a movie that has not been made.
I'm scared of things ending.
It's a good one. I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
Scar tissue?
Never heard one of those. I've always been lucky... But I never thought I'd be able to
beat you home.
That was improv scene suggestions.
There you go. And this is why I need to join that house team.
Starting Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern time at Dog Story Theater. You can also practice with the comm troupe and join in on...
The
fun.
You're getting paid to do their promos.
I don't disclose any of my finances because of the example set by our elected official.
Right.
Mr. Donald J. Trump.
Hmm.
Don't disclose.
Hmm.
It's none of your business. It's personal.
Right. And whatever, if it's personal, it's not business.
It's private.
Okay.
Yep. Vocabulary can be very specific. I don't want to mess up. Thank you for correcting me.
You're welcome.
This next segment is called Please Read Me Song Lyrics.
Okay.
So I have some song lyrics printed out here. If you wouldn't mind, please reading them to me or to the audience.
I don't have to sing them?
In the style of spoken word poetry.
Oh, really? Okay.
Unless you want to do a different style, which is fine, but...
We might ebb and flow through some styles here.
Even better.
Okay. Brainstorm. Take me away from the norm. I gotta tell you something. This phenomenon, I had to put it in a song. And it goes like... Whoa! Amber! Is the color of your energy? Whoa! Shades of gold displayed naturally? You ought to know what brings me here. You glide through my head blind to fear, and I know why. Whoa! Amber is the color of your energy. Whoa! shades of gold displayed naturally. Whoa, amber is the color of your energy. Whoa, shades of gold displayed naturally. You live too far away. Your voice rings like a bell anyway, and I don't give up your independence unless it feels so right. Nothing good comes easily. Some things, sometimes you gotta fight. But whoa, right? Am I right? Amber is the color of your energy. Whoa, shades of gold are displayed so naturally. Launched 1,000 ships in my heart so easy. Still, it's fine from afar. And you know what? Whoa, brainstorm. Take me away from the norm. Whoa, I got to tell you something. What's the name of this song?
That is Amber by the band 311.
I like it.
Because this is season 3, episode...
Goodness.
11. Gracious. 3. 11.
Got me.
That's their most famous song. I didn't know they were still a band, and they put a CD out this year. And the three songs that I listened to were... Not to my taste.
Okay. That makes sense, since it took you so long to be honest about it.
I tried to say something that I couldn't be sued over.
Yeah. You know what they say.
Better to be cautious than...
optimistic.
Yep. This next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number. I'm thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to the number 1 and less than or equal to the number 1 million. You have one chance to guess what it is.
Okay. You said you're 33. This is your golden year, right?
I don't know what that is.
It's the year that if you die, we know you were an important person. And if you don't, then we, you know, you just keep living.
I thought that was 27.
Oh, I thought it was 33.
I think 33 is supposed to be the Jesus year. Oh. Because that's when Jesus died, according to the...
Shit, I just mixed those together because he died when he was 33.
The narrative of the Christ. Mm-hmm. The compelling and passionate narrative.
Yeah.
Of the resurrection.
So it's not 33 because I've already explored that number with you pretty significantly and you've not been triggered by it.
Oh, you're using psychological manipulation to get information. Hmm.
I mean, not anymore. I'm not doing that. I wouldn't do that twice. So between 1 and 1 million, well, I guess it's 2 and 999,999. Are those the options? Between those two numbers?
No, it's inclusive of one and one million.
Okay. Yep,
greater than or equal to one. And sorry. It's an integer, it's a whole number.
Okay, I'll just say 73.
You got one digit correct.
Oh.
But it was not in the correct decimal place.
Will you tell me which digit?
Nope.
Okay.
It's based on the game Mastermind from like the 1970s. It's a board game.
Oh.
So you get to find out how many digits were correct and how many were in the correct position. And then based on that, you can guess again with more accuracy.
Oh, okay. Am I going to get another chance?
Nope. But the next guest on the show will. And if they listen to previous episodes,
I see. That's a nice little trap.
Be able to deduct what it might be.
That was a good trap. I don't know what other people guessed.
Yep. Nobody does. Except Josh. And Matt.
Josh does?
Yep.
Who's Matt?
I'll preserve his anonymity, but off air I can...
Okay.
Matt's all a great guy.
Okay. Anonymously great guy.
Yep.
Matt.
Matt M.
Matt
specifically, because there might be more than one Matt listening.
Anonymously Matt M. Great guy.
Yep. You like board games?
Yeah.
Matt's great to play board games with.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that we were going to go that fast. But
oh.
I mean, yeah. If he wants to Facebook message me, I'll probably respond.
There you go, Matt.
Matt M, though.
Yeah.
Just.
I don't think he uses any aliases, but I don't know that for certain.
But there might be other Matts out there.
There are quite a few Matts out there.
What's your next question?
He's my number one Matt.
He's your number one Matt?
Number one Matt. Next segment is called Let's Play Words of Wisdom. So I have the first part of various common phrases here, and I'd like for you to please complete them in an improvised manner. So not like how the phrase actually ends.
Okay.
Keep calm and...
Move on, Rita.
When it rains, it...
Comes down like cats and dogs.
Sometimes. It's better to ask for forgiveness than...
To pray for Virginia.
Virginia?
Yeah.
The state?
No, this is a friend of mine.
A penny saved...
Is a penny... Saved. Sorry, I'm not in the space for this, Chris.
There's a lot to go, so maybe
I'll
get there.
Okay, I'm going
to
get there.
If at first you don't succeed...
Well, just pick up your bags and move on, Rita.
Out of the frying pan and...
Into the oven.
Flattery will get you...
To the top of my list.
Oh. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes...
I'm sorry.
That's mostly true, yep. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find...
You can get what you steal.
Yes. What goes around...
Gets far away from me.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's...
The size of the fight in the dog.
That's the actual ending.
Oh,
you
never
got
heard
it.
That phrase before.
Oh, it's from No Fear, a brand from the 90s that made, I can't really call it an inspirational poster, but it made posters that said No Fear on it.
Okay.
In various.
Are you not inspired by No Fear?
Not anymore.
So what is it again? You can't always get the dog in the fight?
It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's.
The size of the fight in the dog. That's just too good. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. All right,
that's fine. Life is like a box of...
Fig Newtons.
Stop, drop, and...
Move over, Rita.
The only thing we have to fear is...
The dog in that fight.
Wubba Lubba.
Tubaloo.
A bird in the hand is worth...
7 in the bank.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog...
A home.
Aw. If life hands you lemons...
Don't make lemonade out of them. Throw them in the face of the guy who gave them to you and ask him to give you the lemons you asked for in the first place.
When in Rome...
Do you get to the capital?
Forgive and...
Forget about it.
The journey of 1,000 miles...
Begins with 1 beef jerky stick.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's...
When you're watching...
In an innocent way?
In an innocent way.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%...
Perspiration. Oh, sorry. That's the right one. It feels like it's a quiz.
Oh. Kind of?
It's like a quiz of opposites.
The right answers are the wrong answers.
Yeah. This is hard for me.
But literally any answer other than the right answer is right. The right answer.
It's really hard.
Oh, boy.
It goes against, like, everything I believe in. It's fine. I can adapt.
Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%.
Farts. I was going to say, but
yeah.
It doesn't rhyme.
No, it doesn't have to rhyme. That's a good answer. Knowledge speaks, but wisdom...
Returns the favor.
That was Words of Wisdom. This next
That's
segment.
A tough one. I have some work to do on that one.
That was good. You did well.
Thank you.
Thank you. This next segment is called Please Read Me NPR.
Okay. So
this is a throwback to earlier seasons. This game has been retired for a while. But if you wouldn't mind, please reading me that in the style of an NPR radio host.
Radio host? Okay. I have to get into it.
Yep. Feel free to take your time. And
okay. As a boy peers curiously overboard... Sorry, I already messed up. As a boy peers curiously over border wall, his artist asks, what is he thinking? One morning, when JR woke, an image lingered in it from his dreams. The wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. And above it, a young kid peering curiously over. A child just 1 year old who has, quote, no idea that's a wall that divides people. He has no idea of the political context, quote, JR imagined. What is he thinking? No. Doesn't say that, sorry. He had no answers to his questions, but the question stayed with him, and eventually, the French street artist decided to give it form. This week, within days of the Trump administration's decision to rescind the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, protecting 800,000 immigrants, JR erected a massive artwork towering dozens of feet above the existing wall. After Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced Tuesday that Trump would implement a six-month wind-down of DACA, an Obama-era program that protected certain immigrants who were brought to this country illegally as children, suddenly people began reaching out to JR on Instagram and elsewhere. And many of these new correspondents were people covered by DACA themselves, who fear for their status even as the wind-down is set to be litigated in court. But that's not quite what touched him the most, he says. Most of the people, if you read the comments, they were not talking politics, or did they mention the name of the president. It was about people. As a French national, he is only just discovering this whole context, he says, and by going there, I get to learn and hear about it from the people and be able to engage in a discussion. Ultimately, he thinks of something he heard from the mother, who from her window now looks up to see the massive silhouette of her child every day. She said, you know, it's my son, and I can recognize him, but I hope for others it represents any kid, any person, anyone that has dreams, and dreams that are not alienated by any political vision or any prejudice, JR says.
Thank you.
Dang. You're giving me a lot of challenges today. Reading out loud? Who does that?
It's entertaining.
That's great. It's good stuff.
Yeah, and it's good content, I think. That was a good article.
It was a good article. I felt. You felt moved by it? I kind of blacked out,
to be
honest with you.
Entered a, I think it's called a fugue state?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, you can listen to it later.
Yeah.
I will.
You will listen to it later?
Yep.
I probably will too, but only because I'm a narcissist.
What does that mean?
Oh, I'm like just like obsessed with myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
I listen for the guest. What does that mean?
That you're a very generous person.
Oh, how nice of you to say.
Yeah. I get it from you.
This next segment is called Let's Play Coin Flip.
I didn't have any, bring any coins.
I think I have one.
Okay.
I got it from Yesterdog.
Hmm. That's specific.
They give you 50-cent pieces as change.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oop, drop one on the ground.
Yep. So here I have a 1972 John F. Kennedy half dollar. John F. Kennedy's on one side with the word liberty. And the other side's like an eagle holding shit.
Oh, back to the birds.
Yep. If you want to inspect it, make sure it's a legitimate coin.
There's only one head on this coin, and the other side is a tail of an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Who flips it?
I'm going to flip it, and then you have to call it in the air. Seems like
we could flip it to decide who flips it, but that's fine.
It's too easy to enter recursion, and then it's turtles all the way down.
Downhill from there.
Oh, my.
See, I think that's how the phrase works.
Which one?
It's all downhill from there.
Oh.
Which means it doesn't go well.
Recursive loop that's just flipping coins. Oh, boy. So I'm going to flip it and catch it and then flip it onto the back of my hand.
Okay.
And then if you could call it in the air, please.
Heads or tails? I don't have to use his official name.
John F. Kennedy's or Eagles.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it like pre-picked out or are you going to pick it in the air? I guess I shouldn't know that.
I feel like that's a lot to ask.
Okay. That's fair. I knew as soon as I said it,
yeah,
it was wrong.
Because I started having my brain spin and then you...
I'm trying to get a read because I want to win the
flip. I don't even know what I'm going to do.
All right.
If that helps.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. JFK. It's JFK.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I am pretty hungry. Actually, I haven't had dinner yet.
Me either. Oh, it's a Canadian quarter. Oh.
Oh, I was just in Canada.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I drove through Canada to go to upstate New York, and I didn't have my passport.
What?
Yeah.
Did they let you back? Well,
every,
I mean, you're here right now, so.
I got through every gate. I had my ID and my birth certificate, and I also had a copy of my passport, which was actually somewhat alarming to them.
Yeah, that sounds,
you know,
sketchy.
Yeah, but, you know, that's just how fucked up the world is that I had no problem getting in and outside of Canada and the U.S.
This next segment is called Elevator Pitch. So if you could please pitch me for 30 seconds on an idea, a movie, a stand-up bit, an invention, political thing, whatever you feel like trying to sell to me, you got 30 seconds to do it, and then I'll let you know if I'm buying it.
Can I get
not.
A suggestion?
Nope.
Nothing?
No and.
Wow.
Sorry, this one's on you.
Okay. So I saw earlier that you were eating some sort of candy. Candy's a favorite of yours?
I do enjoy doses of sugar from time to time in different forms.
Interesting that you say from time to time, because what we're selling is candy that you can have now and later.
Oh?
Yes. It comes in several different flavors, and it comes in a tiny little package where when you peel each layer, it's stuck to the last layer, and so you feel like you're discovering some sort of majestic identity of what ends up just being rubberized sugar. So, but you can have it now, and you can have it later. And that seems like something for a guy like you who likes to make decisions quickly but be conscious about them.
I feel like that satisfies all of my needs. I'm in.
You're in? Okay.
Yep. Sold it. Next segment is called Improvise an Ad for Anything You Want. Normally, I would have a specific topic, but I know you're interested in a lot of things. So if you could please improvise a short radio-style ad for whatever you're trying to promote, whatever you'd like to draw awareness to.
Okay. I have to just steal other ads that are coming into my head. It's a lot of intellectual property that you're extracting from me.
Grandcast has a copyright on
all
any content generated that was in the contract you signed also.
Yeah, that's
why you need a lawyer.
Yeah, it's kind of escaping my memory signing that contract, but.
Oh,
Josh
takes care of that stuff.
Oh, does he?
Yep.
Okay. What do I want to sell? All right.
At least that's what he told me.
That's like what Josh told
me. When I was signing
you.
My contract.
Yeah.
He said everybody does it, so.
It's a sign away.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't have a lawyer.
You didn't?
Nope.
The company I work for, they recommend you to lawyers who are willing to give you pro bono or low bono work if you're a creative person.
What is pro bono, low bono?
Ever heard of it?
Is that
have you ever heard of mammal? Pro bono? It's kind of pretty free, and I think you might like to get in on this. In fact, it's quite a spree. If you ask yourself how much does it cost and you wonder if you can afford it, then you might want to ask for a lawyer who's willing to discard his fee. It's pro bono because it's free. It's low bono because it's cheap. but it doesn't mean you don't pay anything because you need to be grateful, really. That's all you have to be.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This next segment is called Affirmation. Angelica, I really appreciate how open and honest your stand-up comedy is. You're also a very funny and talented improviser. Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids comedy community, and I hope you perform more often.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. And my affirmation to you...
Nope. It's not part of it.
All right. I'm going to write mine down.
Mm-mm. Well, as long as we're recycling that later, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll throw it right away. Okay. In the paper bag. I'm going to write it in...
Something's being written down in... Is that Cyrillic?
It's not Roman letters.
Oh. This next segment is called Member. It is a nostalgia segment. What is something that you are... not that you are. What is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Oh. I loved being on the way on any sort of road trip. I was very fond of having already left the house, but not having made it there yet.
Hmm. Nice. The next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
I am very much looking forward to traveling more, particularly in the United States. And I'm really looking forward to my job hopefully putting me in a position to meet a lot of creative people and be able to kind of help tell their story.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This next segment is called Plug Social Media and Upcoming Events.
Okay.
So if there are any social media accounts or upcoming events that you'd like to promote, now is the time, please.
Now is the time. Upcoming events. Funny Girls has a show on Wednesday and Saturday of next week. So September 20th and 23rd, I believe.
I forgot to mention that this episode won't be published for... 2 weeks.
Okay. So you just missed Funny Girl's latest episode, which was called Grand Rapids, a Musical, sort of. And maybe it'll be a reprise if there's kind of a raging audience demand.
Follow them on social media at We Are Funny Girls, the letter R, not the word R.
That's correct.
Find out about possible reprisals.
That's right. Or to demand them. Yes. Yeah, and you also missed a week's worth of programming that my company Creative Many did at Art Prize, and I'm sure it went really well. So, next time you see me, you can just congratulate me face to face. I don't use social media for myself.
Art Prize is coming up very soon. Your company is, you're involved?
Yes. We have 4 days of programming that you just missed.
Oh, I might be able to push this episode out earlier, but I can't make any promises.
Well, if you hear this before September 18th, 19th, 21st, or 22nd, come to the Art Prize Clubhouse between 1 and 4 p.m. for some programming on kind of what creative people and artists need to be successful in their practice. That's it.
All right. Final segment of the show. It's called Just the Tip.
Okay.
If you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
Oh, okay. I would say to be open to any advice you get and take what you like and leave the rest. So someone's advice might not work for you, but I find that it is better for me when I listen because I learn something than if I don't because I don't.
Thank you. And thank you for being here this evening, Angelica.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an enlightening experience.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I look forward to listening to it in the future.
Me too. But I'm a narcissist, so I'll enjoy it probably more than you.
Motivation isn't hugely important for...
For why you listen.
Probably not.
But I would say, this is not an affirmation, that you could consider my day improved by having been on this show. So if you need to count one person,
I will, and I do, and I am. Thank you. I'm the other one, so it's getting checked off on the list.
Here we go. Goals met.
Yes. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all-new episode of The Grand Cast. Leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Unique New York.
Unique New York.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.